Mermaid.
Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade.
Did anybody else binge watch Fallout, the TV show?
In a weekend? Like we did?
I feel like everybody did, because there is just everything on TikTok, everything on Facebook.
That's funny. I didn't see everything on TikTok and everything on Facebook or Instagram. I didn't see any of that until literally we were watching it.
Right. But
like,
I mean,
and it wasn't like I was actively avoiding it. I just didn't see anything.
Right. Yeah. I know that there was a few spoilers or like just stuff that I saw right away. And I was like, I don't want to know. I just want to experience it. Right. But now that we've finished it, damn, there's a lot of like,
there's a lot to unpack in a way of we've only played like two or three of the games. But then there's also all of this other stuff to really think about and look at because of the show.
Right.
And the show is canon to the games.
Yeah.
Literally.
And like, right.
Here's the cool thing. I don't think you need to play the games to be able to watch the show.
I feel like it's an enjoyable story.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't played the games.
Yeah. And I think, like, I don't know, with that knowledge, I think it'll make some people play the games.
We re-downloaded Fallout 4.
We re-downloaded Fallout 4. And so, so we're going to talk about Fallout.
Yeah.
Nuclear.
Bird Fallout.
Bird Fallout. And not in the sense of America's coming down, in the sense of Fallout series, the series.
The series.
If you don't know, it's a video game series. Starting as a video game series, obviously. So I'm trying to find all my notes.
Also, before we get too deep, because the show's so new,
spoilery. No, we can't spoil the show. Not at all.
Okay.
It's fresh. It's baby.
It's a baby fresh.
Yeah, it's brand new. Okay. So we'll do the usual. We'll talk about the show creators, the synopsis, the ratings, and the stars and stuff like that. And then I'll give you a little tidbit about the games and see how similar some things are and stuff like that. Okay. So, and we'll start with the Fallout TV show just because it'll be easier to get some of you sticking around. Fallout was on Amazon Prime. They released all 8 episodes at once. In a future post-apocalyptic Los Angeles brought about by nuclear decimation, citizens must live in underground bunkers to protect themselves from radiation, mutants, and bandits. I didn't really start doing episode ratings on IMDb, but yeah, we're on IMDb. Episode 1 got a 9.1, and so did episode 2. No, wait, that's episode 8. 9.1 for episode 8, so I'll just tell you guys that. The leading role played by Ella Purnell, her name is Lucy McLean, and she grew up in the vaults.
In Vault 33.
Vault 33, which is triangulated with Vault 31 and 32, so just for a frame of reference.
Right.
Aaron Moten played Maximus. Walton Goggins played Cooper Howard, or the Ghoul. Moises Ares played Norman McLean, Lucy's brother. Leslie Uggams from Deadpool, right? Played Betty Pearson. Zach Cherry played Woody Thomas. We got Sarita Kotary as Lee Moldaver. Our favorite actor in the world, Johnny Pemberton, played Thaddeus. Bo. We couldn't stop calling him Bo.
I know.
We also have our favorite, Matt Berry, here, playing some Codsworth voices, which is awesome, to say the least.
Right. I can't not... All I do is call him Ben Linus from Lost, but...
He made a short appearance.
I can't remember his real name.
Did I already mention Walton?
Yes.
Okay. Besides Johnny Pemberton, Walton Goggins is probably one of our other favorite actors. We follow him. I've followed him for as long as I could remember. I remember that he was in Shanghai Noon.
I completely forgot that he was in that. And now like, I'm like, I want to watch that movie.
Yeah, so...
Michael Emerson, that's his name.
But yeah, we love Walton Goggins over here. I'm so glad he did such a great job.
Right.
The character he had to play was like almost made for him.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome.
And like, even though technically like he's the villain,
right?
Like, it's not too over the top, like villainy, I guess.
Right.
I mean, but I think you said it after we watched a couple episodes that it's not like a campy show. It's like pretty legit. Like,
yeah, it's really legit. Like, they're not like, the actors did so well that none of the dialogue felt cheesy or campy. Like, even the Maximus and Lucy's chemistry is like freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, for a second, I thought these two were a couple.
Right.
Like, but no, their chemistry is perfect. And the way the ghoul plays in with them works so well. And the way things kind of wrap up. It's just, it's a really good time, and you learn, you kind of like see like the way these games are in the sense of new eyes.
Right.
And that's why I said, I think you could just watch the show, because that might make you want to play the games, and that just sparks a new thing, and that's good. So that's, the show on IMDb rating has an 8.7 out of 10 overall. So I'll hop over to the Fallout series of the video game. It's a media franchise of post-apocalyptic role-playing video games and later action role-playing games created by Tim Kaine and Leonard Boyarsky. Boyarsky, I think I said that right. The series is set during the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd centuries in an atomic punk retro-futuristic setting and artwork influenced by like post-war culture of 1950s United States. So it's like retro, but we learned how to harness nuclear power, and that was ultimately our downfall as well.
Right.
It
took me a hot second to realize like the timeline of like when things happened, because I think when we first started watching, I assumed that they hadn't been in the vaults for that long.
Right.
But they technically had been in there for like 200 years.
Right. Fallout 1 was released in 97, Fallout 2 in 98, Fallout 3 in 2008. I only played a little tiny bit of Fallout 3. Fallout 4 came out in 2015. That's the one that we're still playing. And the most popular was Fallout New Vegas, which came out in 2010. So this one came out after Fallout 3. And then in 2018, after Fallout 4, after Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 76 came out, which is an online version of the games. That's the one that we have played absolutely the most of. And we're not saying that should be the only one to play.
Like, no.
No, we just did it because we got into the game after the launch, which was apparently really terrible.
Yeah.
The launch was so bad, people refunded and quit playing the game, and then it got better, and that's when people brought us into the game. So a lot of our knowledge will come from that and 4, and I've seen a lot of New Vegas, so I know pretty much that game in a sense. Fallout 5 is TBA.
Aren't they remastering or remaking Fallout 4?
Yeah, for Fallout 4 remastered should be out at the end of like this month or next month or something like that.
Nice.
So there's a win.
It's a bummer they didn't time it with the show release, because I feel like it'd be even bigger.
I mean, they could have been using the show release as a quick, we got to speed this process up now.
True.
Like, we've got a moment of breath, okay, people? Like,
right.
Let's breathe and then get back to it. Platforms, I think, are everything. Even Android. They've released a couple of Android games from Fallout series. Yep. I think, let me see. Where are they? Fallout Shelters, I think. Fallout Shelter is one of them. Yeah, the iOS. But now it's out for PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, but it's on iOS and Android. And then they've got another one coming out that's kind of TBA at the moment. Oh, wait. No, they have one out for iOS as well. And Android. But those are the only two at the moment.
Right.
But yeah, that's the game series. Show, in my opinion, like, yeah. Show, in my opinion, was great. And if you're looking for new stuff, like, in my, I thought The Last of Us was great. This was way better.
Yeah.
This was way better to me. And I loved The Last of Us, but this one was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to see what more they do.
Right.
What else happens.
And I feel like with Fallout, they can kind of, not necessarily do whatever they want, but, like, Last of Us has, like, a story. Like, and right. if you veer from that, people are going to be pissed.
Right.
But Fallout, I feel like there's enough
loose
unknown activity. Lore.
Yeah, unknown land,
yeah.
unknown story.
That you can write into almost anything.
Yeah, so, like, they can go with it for a while, in my opinion. Like, just release Fallout 5 to be, like, 300 years later or something like that.
Right. But,
nah, you know what I mean, though.
And it was...
Oh, sorry.
One of the things that, like, kind of caught me off guard, since it takes... The show takes place 200 years after, like, everyone went... The Great War.
Mm-hmm.
Like, since we... I feel like you learned a lot about the Great War, because to enjoy the show, you need that backstory.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, like, closer together, but, like, I didn't know all about, like... The Great War and like mm-hmm. how Vault-Tec got started and like
right.
all that stuff. So it was cool to get that backstory.
Backstory,
too.
Yeah. The way they handled it too, like, because obviously there's flashbacks into the past when the world wasn't, you know, decimated. They
yeah.
handled that like really well. They gave you so much information to keep with from. It's like the stuff that, and normally when you would find out about this lore of Vault-Tec and the previous world, you would be walking around your area going to Vault-Tec computers and
reading
finding
about
stuff.
It. Yeah.
yeah. So I feel like the flashbacks really helped fill us in with some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why another thing, reason why I think that kind of helped the show keep going. And, I think the other thing was, too, like, people pointed this out, that Lucy's okie-dokie attitude
right.
is probably, a big reason why the show did really well.
Yeah.
And I think I agree, because it's, like, this happy-go-lucky girl
that
is getting a slap in the face more.
Right.
Hit but by a bus of, oh, my God, this
world.
Is reality.
Yeah.
like, and
but not everything
she handled herself really well.
Okie dokie, because
yeah.
you grew up in the vault. Your ancestors were in the vault. You know, everyone was. And so everything was perfect
yeah.
until you opened that door.
But, like, scenery, music. The music was perfect, spot
yeah.
on every time. The scenes, the battle moments, some of those guns and weapons and shit that they makeshift are nuts.
Yeah.
Had to use teeth as a bullet.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he was like, I'll be fine. I'm good to go. You had a rotted tooth lodged into your bone.
Right.
like,
no,
take
you're
some
not
antibiotics.
Okay. Right. And it's just so, like, I don't know. It's interesting to see how, like, all these surfacers,
mm-hmm.
like, they lived 200 years after the fact, you know?
Yeah.
Where
how did they live
sort of thing.
Yeah. And I'm glad to, so from what we're aware of, this takes place right after Fallout 4, 10 years I think after Fallout 4.
Yeah.
So that means like everything else is still kind of canon, you know what I mean? Like everything is, if you've played a game, you could be like, oh, if they went over there, they probably would have seen this.
Yeah.
I said to Nicole, I was like, if they walk through wherever 76 is, they're going to see all my junk.
Right. And it's interesting in, like, the timeline of the games. So, uh-huh. like, Fallout 76 obviously was first
right.
in the timeline, and Fallout 4 and the show.
What's the timeline?
So, 2077 is when the Great War happened.
Right.
And then 2102 is Fallout 76.
2102. So, like,
Like 35 years later?
35 years.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I can math and talk at the same time.
No, you're okay.
When is... Yeah, 25 years later.
25 years
later. And then another, like, 50 years later was Fallout, the original game.
Okay.
So 21. 50
years after 76.
Uh-huh. 2161.
2161.
And then in 2241 is when Fallout 2 happens.
Okay.
So that was another 100 years later.
That was 100 years later?
About, yeah.
Damn.
Right? Did I... 22...
You're okay. We don't need to be spot on.
And then Fallout 3 takes place in 2277.
2277.
So that's exactly 200 years after the Great War.
And what game is that?
Fallout 3.
Fallout 3?
Yep.
Okay.
And then New Vegas takes place in 2281, which is just a few years after Fallout 3.
Okay.
And then Fallout 4 is 2287. So there's like 6 years in between New Vegas and 4.
Okay.
And then 2296 is when the show takes place.
Right. Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, they can just do this forever, you know? Like, we're all happy with the games. They're usually great. Like, we have a fun time. 7 is more build a base, go find loot, go do this mission, go back to your base, do stuff, make something fun with your base for people to come and visit you. Play with your friends.
Yeah.
Kill the scorched, the zombie-like people that can actually shoot a gun, which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird. But
I
also loved...
And then ghouls are the ones that... ghouls are people who have, like, survived the...
Radiation,
basically.
Survived with, like, loose finger quotes. Yeah. They're not doing all right. There was a lot of... I mean, I keep seeing... posts about like all the Easter eggs in this episode,
right?
But like, it was cool seeing bobbleheads, yes, and Nuka-Cola, and like, obviously their currency is caps,
mm-hmm,
so like, you get all that. And then like, because in Fallout 76 you have to like collect supplies to make your food, so there was, mm-hmm, like the cram and, yeah, like
cram
flakes, not corn flakes, or like blammo,
yeah,
or whatever.
Blammo?
Yeah. And so it was cool seeing all those things, even like that many years later.
Right.
That were still big use. And even, right, the stims are the same, awesome thing.
Seeing the Rataway. I saw two things about the Rataway. You can see official ones that were officially printed Rataways.
Yeah.
And then you can see the ones that were refilled and in different bags.
Oh, really?
So handwritten Rataways.
Oh.
Which is what you can find in all... like, you can find both in
the, yeah, games,
yeah.
Interesting.
So there was both, yeah, they were both Rataway official and Rataway handwritten. So
yeah.
In other bags and shit. Yeah, I just loved every little thing, too, that happened. I also think this is crazy. Aaron Moten, I was like, hang on, that's the guy from Disjointed, that Netflix show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Kathy Bates' son, and Kathy Bates owns a...
dispensary.
Yeah, weed dispensary, and it's about them, and he's trying to, like, remarket her and help her get better and stuff.
Rebrand,
like that.
Yeah. And, like, I never watched the show, but I was like, Norm looks familiar. Like, her brother Norman looks familiar.
Yeah.
He was Rico on Hannah Montana, like, forever ago.
I don't know.
As like a kid.
Oh.
And so like when I would babysit, having Hannah Montana on, that's probably like what triggered me to like remember that kid. Yeah. Because I was like, you look like an adult, but you also look like a kid.
Right.
Who are you?
I mean, yeah, there were so many other actors too that showed up. I just didn't want to go through them all. There's just a lot. I'll bring up Rotten Tomatoes, but do you know if there was any trivia?
There's a couple things I thought were funny / interesting, but I don't want to like give away the story.
Yeah, try to avoid that.
There is a dog in the,
mm-hmm,
dog meat.
Thank God. He's in all the games but two or one of them. I can't remember.
I think so. But this, instead of being like a German Shepherd or whatever, it's a Belgian Malinois dog, which I thought was kind of cool.
And his name was Dogmeat.
Dogmeat.
Just like the games. Yep. Well, companion at first, which is perfect, and then right. Dogmeat, which is perfect.
Also thought it was kind of funny that some of the characters carry like super oversized backpacks.
Yeah.
And that's to just make fun of the fact that when you are in the game and you get over encumbered, that your backpack is just huge.
Right.
And it's kind of cool. Every episode when it starts, it has like Fallout, like the title screen, and it changed like every time.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Which is really cool.
I'm pretty sure it was based off of like games.
It,
like, I'm pretty sure the last episode was like 76. Episode 7 was Fallout 3. And first episode was the first game.
Right.
Second one was the second game. I'll have to rewatch to confirm, but I think they did that.
It says the logo vanishes in a different way or suffers the same destiny as some character in that episode.
Mm.
So like being shot or buried or whatever.
On Rotten Tomatoes gave the show overall 94% and the audience gave it 88%, which is good because it was perfect. I'm also interested too, their definition of the show or their description of the show is different. Fallout is the story of haves and have-nots in a world in which there's almost nothing left to have. 200 years after the apocalypse, the gentle denizens of luxury Fallout shelters are forced to return to the irradiated hellscape their ancestors left behind and are shocked to discover an incredible, complex, gleefully weird, and highly violent universe waiting for them. That's two different definitions.
Seriously.
I liked how they, because there's so many things that you can do with the Brotherhood of Steel, because there's good guys, bad guys, cult people, and I love the way they're handling it where it's cultish.
Right.
Yeah. And the suit of armor is awesome. What's it called?
The power suit.
The power armor.
Yeah.
Is so awesome. I just remember, obviously, in Fallout 76, you customize the tits off that thing.
For real.
That I'm like, damn, no other suits, just the heavy one. Like, that's okay. But it's still funny and still awesome. Those things are incredible. They brought it to life, like, easily. I bet it got annoying if someone was actually in it or had to wear it or whatever, because probably gets hot.
Yeah.
There is obviously a warning that there is violence in this show. It is very violent.
But it wasn't out of place. Like,
not for the game.
Not for the game, for sure.
Not at all. Not. But like, for some people, if you can't stomach it, you know what I mean? They do have like skull crushing
and guts and just like blowing up.
Yep. Like,
yeah,
it's great. And some, cause like some of these creatures in the world, like there's rad roaches, which are just radiated bugs that grew to the size of a cat or a dog.
Right.
And then there's other creatures that are mutated beyond.
Yeah.
So it's just a scary world. And Lucy gets a very quick, hefty dose of shit, this world sucks.
Everyone's trying to kill me ever since I came up to the surface.
Please just be nice to me for a second, right. Please. Yeah, like you said, to the caps, that's probably one of my favorite things, because I wanted to know how fun that would play.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to be like, oh my god, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, use your caps, buy it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, they handled it, you know, appropriately. Like, I'll give you 4 caps or like, and 5 caps to speed it up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He threw some caps and like, those are for the tomatoes. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, yes, like, there you go. So yeah, just little here and there's that I thought were perfect in a sense. Before you get into any other little trivia, I got a couple of other things from the Fallout series. So Fallout wasn't originally going to be a post-apocalyptic. They had something in mind for an alien invasion with like futuristic dinosaur races.
Oh.
Yeah. But like, according to Tim Kaine, one of the main creators, the setting came from a result of, you know, more brainstorming and other ideas.
Yeah.
In Fallout 2, they added a sex formula where you could determine how good your character is at sex by, like, what is it? You have to... Yeah, you could become a renowned porn star, mutant slayer, and mobster. You get a formula, and then it's based off of your charisma and your endurance, although agility and strength certainly help with other perks.
So there's a special loadout.
Yeah, and then you get a title called Gigolo.
So if you make your special just right, you could be the Gigolo. Oh my god. You could
be good at sex, yeah. Let's see, Fallout 3, so the series was originally owned by Black Isle Studio. They created the first two games. And then Bethesda purchased the license and created Fallout 3. But Black Isles had plans for a 3 of their own, so that's why you see some things like this one right here.
Oh.
Let's see. And... Oh yeah, New Vegas had a short development. I think it only took... 18-month development cycle where most of their games... Sorry, my mouth is, like, stumbling. Most of the games take 4 to 6 years to make.
Yeah.
This game took 18 months.
Two and a half.
People loved this one so much.
Yeah.
It just had a bunch of bugs in the beginning, but they kept playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what... Yeah, I thought that one was... But, I mean, like, that's still awesome because this one's everyone's favorite that I'm aware of. Everyone that talks to me about these games... Like, 4, they've played all of, but New Vegas, that was my game.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
I guess that's the one we should be playing.
We all know why the thumbs up.
Now I do. I didn't know it before.
I mean, I had a feeling, I just didn't understand why. And he described it better, but yeah. But yeah, the thumbs up is to determine how far away you are from a nuclear blast.
And so what is it? So... If your thumb can cover the cloud, you're
safe.
You need to run.
Yeah.
But you can get to safety. But if it's bigger than your thumb, you're fucked. Yep. Basically.
Let me see what else I got in these. Apparently there was another, because Fallout 76 came out and that's a MMO.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there was another one in development that got scrapped.
Oh.
Yeah. Direct inspiration from a lot of the Mad Max stuff, mostly number 2.
I can see which that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
If you're coming down from the show high, get on the Mad Max series easily, and then the Borderlands series, but play the games.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Let's see. Yeah, that's it. Besides the fact that they were trying to make like a Dungeons and Dragons like game before they invented this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a big open, not open world, but like...
Just, you know, create a character and we're going to base it off of like GURPS, the GURP system and all that. But,
interesting.
Yeah, those are the 10 little facts I had on the gamer.com/Fallout Unknown Facts.
I found some like differences and like big differences between like the game canon and the show. I'll just read a couple of them because some of them give away plot stuff in the show.
Okay.
There was no opening monologue from Ron Perlman, which I guess is kind of a big deal because he
did the other games.
Yeah.
And he did some characters in the game we're playing them, number 4.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool if he did it in the third one. Just starts off with him narrating.
Right.
In the second season.
The games have a lot more weapons, but they didn't use the same weapons in the show. Right. They, like, were kind of similar.
That's okay. Yeah. As long as everyone had a different weapon for whatever reason.
Right.
That's what matters, because that's all it is sometimes. It's just, crap, I need a crowbar. Bash, bash, bash. It broke, and I killed that thing. Cool, I'm gonna get a gun.
Right. They didn't really... address like the special system within your Pip-Boy.
They didn't address the special system, the stat system from the video games, but there are posters everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's okay to me.
Okay.
How are you going to say you got 18 experience points from that?
Right. And at the beginning of the show, Lucy's kind of like talking about her skills and she's like, I have strength and agility.
Yeah.
And so she kind of talked about it, but like, she didn't, like, adjust it or, like...
Right, but you can imagine. I think because there was a time where she... You have reached your destination. Congratulations on the Pip-Boy. I was like, fuck yeah. So I think that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They handled it well.
And the biggest one, I'm not going to go into like too much detail, but it's a change in this Shady Sands timeline.
Yeah.
Because apparently in 4 in New Vegas, they reference Shady Sands a whole bunch.
Uh-huh.
And what they talk, how they, what happened in the show,
uh-huh,
contradicts like the timeline of.
The timeline of it?
Yeah.
Because I thought it happened in New Vegas.
Right.
I could be wrong.
Well,
I mean, I am wrong, but you know what I mean.
If it did, because supposedly in the show they're saying it happened in 2277.
Right.
But apparently that's not when it still exists in Vegas and Fallout 4, which is up to 2287.
Huh.
So okay. They just kind of biffed that a little bit.
Right.
But I mean,
maybe rewrites for a reason or yeah, something will come of it for whatever reason.
That was like the number one thing.
That's okay.
A little different.
If that's the 6% preventing it from being 100, that's okay.
That's okay. Like, but I feel like a lot of people don't give ratings based on like the original game stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. I'm glad they didn't do, like, to finish off the episode of Fallout, the video game and the TV series, is they didn't make the first game into a TV show.
Follow exactly what happened. They didn't
say, here's this season one is loosely based off of game one.
Right.
No.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. And as long as they do that, and even like let's say season two, they go do a bunch of things that happened or involved the area of either game one or game two, game
New three, Vegas 76, or whatever. New Vegas, yeah.
I think we could do that. And you could probably even title the seasons like, this is Fallout or season three, New Vegas. And we would lose our minds.
Even if it's not following this New Vegas story.
It's not supposed to follow the story. It's supposed to be after the
game. Way after, yeah.
So that's why I think, there's something there.
Yeah.
Just need to have like their own reason. Like, go follow the events of game three. Like, if you really want to see what Vault-Tec was up to. Or if you really want to see what these people are up to.
Yeah.
Or there's another cult or something over there. Mothman sections. That would be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be crazy.
Like, those cryptoids. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So cool. Just a segment. Just an episode.
One episode.
Yeah, one episode. Why not?
Yeah. But overall, I mean, I would give the show 85-90%.
I gave it a 95. Like, I want to watch it again. Like, I really do. It just feels like a movie.
Yeah.
So.
I could have handled, like, one or two more episodes just for...
Make it an even more 10.
More content,
that would have been good.
Still.
Just for more content. Yeah. Just for two more traveling episodes, if you will, like, to the destination.
Right.
But, yeah, otherwise, it was great.
It was a good show.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we got this evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go squeeze our brains for more things for you guys.
Goodbye.
See ya.